The report this year begins by highlighting four areas. Iraq, obviously of significance with what's happening there in terms of the war and the aftermath and recent attacks on Christians and other targets. It moves on to China, where there's an official and an unofficial church, and those within the unofficial church are heavily repressed. And it also talks about the situation in Sudan, the implementation of the peace agreement and the impact of that on religious freedom and the hopes of Christians and others in the south. And it moved on to North Korea, which is the most repressive country in the world and regime, where in terms of religious freedom, there is absolutely none.